Welcome to episode 283 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue Star Wars Week by bidding farewell to a Jedi. One of the most iconic moments in the Star Wars film is Obi-Wan Kenobi letting himself be cut down by the evil Darth Vader, dying to give Luke and the gang a chance to escape the Death Star. Well, it may surprise you to know that this moment was actually a very last-minute addition. In fact, filming was already well underway, and Alec Guinness had already finished a number of his scenes when George Lucas decided that Obi-Wan must die. Alec Guinness played Obi-Wan. One issue in the script that Lucas had not quite resolved was just what to do with Obi-Wan Kenobi in the third act. Now, at that point, the action shifts away from Obi-Wan and onto the shoulders of Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, and Han Solo. Plus, there was the problem of the stakes. All through the film, the Death Star, a space station made by the bad guys that can blow up entire planets, is built up as this impenetrable fortress which our heroes have to infiltrate in order to rescue the princess in Act 2. And indeed they do. But there's not much death in that star. The heroes pretty much walked in and walked out without any loss, meaning that the tension in the film was somewhat lacking. The Death Star just wasn't delivering. Lucas's solution, kill two birds with one stone, by killing off Obi-Wan. This answered the question of what to do with Obi-Wan in Act 3, besides have him be dead, and also ratcheted up the stakes for the other characters. After all, the most powerful of the good guys, Obi-Wan, an old Jedi warrior, couldn't even survive the trip into the Death Star. What chance would the rest of them have? Alec Guinness took it in stride when Lucas broke the news to him, but the actor did have one regret. As a classic artiste, he, of course, relished a good death scene. But the death of Obi-Wan in the film is somewhat abbreviated. No dramatic death throes, no confessions or final words. Guinness had a lot invested in the character and felt somewhat cheated by his seeming ignoble end. Thanks for tuning in to episode 283 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends, and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue our Star Wars saga by looking at the Starkiller.